Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. August is here in Toronto, a great time for some outdoor screenings. TOPS, Toronto Outdoor Picture Show, is showing films for free after dark at Christie Pitts, Corktown Common, Bell Manor, Old Fort York, and the Evergreen Brickworks with no tickets. No advance registration required. You just show up and sit on the grass after dark. But this week I'm looking at three new indoor movies, only showing indoors, a memoir, a doc, and a dramedy. There's a hippie in a teepee in Yukon, a spy in Los Alamos, and a frustrated filmmaker in Oakland. North of Normal, directed by Carly Stone. Sia Sunrise Person, played by Amanda Fix, is a teenage girl experiencing life in a city for the first time. She's both naive and worldly. Her mother, Michelle, played by Sarah Gadon, gave birth to her when she was only 15 and acts more like a sister or a friend than a mom. Since she was a child, she's been raised hippie style in Yukon by her grandparents, including Michelle's dad, Papa Dick, played by Robert Carla. They shoot animals, go fishing, and gather forage food. She grew up living in a teepee, where any visitor to their mobile encampments likely slept with one or more of the adults there. She's familiar with the concepts of free sex, a barter economy, and the use of soft drugs, as well as living off the grid, avoiding any government interference. Papa Dick hasn't paid taxes in decades. So life down south in an unnamed American city is totally alien to her. Though bright and friendly, she doesn't understand school rules or social norms, and frequently gets into fights with the locals. But she gradually adjusts, well, kind of, to a new life. But she really doesn't get along with her mom's new boyfriend, Sam, played by James Darcy, who happens to be a married man. Why does Michelle always fall for the bad boys? But one thing keeps her steady. Sia holds on to a childhood wish to move to Paris. She carries an Eiffel Tower snow globe with her wherever she goes. So when she's approached on beach by a legit modeling scout, she wonders, will this be the fulfillment of her dreams? North of Normal is a touching coming-of-age story based on Sia Sunrise Person, a real person's, memoir about her unusual life. She actually ended up as a professional fashion model in Paris and entrepreneur in Canada. She's beautifully portrayed by Amanda Fix as a teenager and by River Price Myanpaw as a little girl. And it's shot amongst the forests and lakes of Canada's north. The plot is elliptical, bouncing back and forth in time as her suppressed memories are gradually revealed, while leaving out large parts of her childhood. Even so, I like this story. A Compassionate Spy, directed by Steve James. It's the 1940s and World War II is raging. And there are rumors that the Third Reich is developing an atomic bomb. So the U.S. government initiates the secretive Manhattan Project in Los Alamos, supervised by the Army. It's a collection of scientists brought together to create the ultimate weapon before Germany does. Most of the names are already famous, Oppenheimer, Teller, Niels Bohr, von Neumann, but the youngest one of all is Ted Hall. Only 18 years old, the child prodigy has already graduated from Harvard. He's an ardent leftist and wants to defeat fascism in Europe. As a drafted soldier, he has to wear a uniform and sleep in a barracks on the site, but otherwise, he works each day alongside the other scientists. Aside from his age, he's different from the rest of them in another way. He's passing intel to the Soviet Union. Hall is disturbed by the idea of an impending nuclear holocaust and doesn't trust the U.S. government to show restraint if they're the only holder of such a dangerous tool. So, totally independently, no one recruited him. Just he alone, with the help of his best friend, Savi Sachs, he seeks out the Soviets to tell them what's going on. Does he get arrested? Is he put in the electric chair like Ethel and Julius Rosenberg? No. He and his wife, Joan, managed to keep their secret for half a century. A Compassionate Spy is a fascinating documentary packed with info that sheds light on what Hall did and why and what became of his life afterwards. Hall worked on cancer cures at the Sloan Kettering Institute and later became a professor at Cambridge University. Most surprising is that while he opposed the bomb, his own brother created and built ICBMs, that's the intercontinental ballistic missiles, which may have brought the two sides closer to mutually assured destruction. The doc is made up of a confessional video Hall filmed before he died in the 1990s, new interviews with his wife, Joan, and their kids, as well as with Savi Sachs's family. It also recreates dramatic scenes from the period with actors, along with contemporary newsreels, diaries, letters, and photos. Joan Hall is an especially fascinating and feisty character who tells most of the story. Equally importantly, the film presents a lot of crucial information that is glossed over in the recent hit biopic Oppenheimer, like the fact that many scientists, including Hall, had petitioned FDR and Truman not to drop the bomb on Japan. The letter was stifled by Leslie Gross, never sent to them. I never knew that the U.S. threatened to use the bomb on the Soviet Union in 1946 after the Russian army occupied Iran at the start of the Cold War. And there are lots more eye-openers. The Compassionate Spy is an excellent documentary, and it's made by the Oscar-winning director of Hoop Dreams. Shortcomings, directed by Randall Park. Ben, played by Justin H. Min, is an aspiring filmmaker in Oakland, California. After dropping out of cinema studies at Berkeley, he's now the manager of an art house theater, so he still has a peripheral connection to the movies. He loves all women, but treats any man as a potential competitor. His best friend is Alice, played by Sherry Cola, a queer Korean-American. They hang together ogling girls in local cafes. For Ben, that means mainly women with blonde hair. He acts as her beard, posing as her fiancé when she has to visit her conservative family. He lives with Miko, played by Ali Maki, who also wants to make films. She's involved with the local Asian-American Film Festival. She's the love of his life, but despite the fact that he, his girlfriend, and his best friend are all Asian-American, he's quick to point out that he feels no racial identity or kinship and loathes identity politics. His abrasive and defeatist attitude leads to frequent fights with Miko. But everything changes when she suddenly moves to New York City for a film internship, leaving Ben unexpectedly unmoored. Does her temporary separation offer him a chance to explore his sexual fantasies, that is, sleeping with a white woman, or will he try to win Miko back again? Shortcomings is a hilariously deadpan look at the life and thoughts of an Asian American man. Its observations are simultaneously scathing social satire and self-deprecating humor. It's based on the graphic novels of Adrian Tomine, whom I've read for decades now, so I was worried the comics wouldn't translate well into film. Luckily, Tomine wrote the screenplay, And it's told by the director, like his comics, in a series of connected vignettes. Characters are brilliant. Justin H. Min is sympathetically annoying as Ben, the guy who never misses a chance to mess things up. Sherry Cola is equally brilliant, as are the many priceless side characters. Autumn, a performance artist who photographs her own toilet use each day. Sasha, a frustrated bisexual. Leon, an annoying fashion designer who Ben calls a rice king. And Jean, a smug popcorn maker at the theater. From the opening parody of Crazy Rich Asians to the closing scene, no spoilers, this perfect comedy has no shortcomings to speak of. North of Normal is now playing, with Shortcomings opening this weekend across Canada. Check your local listings. And A Compassionate Spy is now at the Rogers Hot Dog Cinema in Toronto. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.